It's Tuesday, May 26th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. As the country continues to reopen for business, one of the hardest hit industries will still have a difficult time recovering. Restaurants will see a long, slow ramp up back to the way things were. Real-time industry data is showing that while people are starting to get out there, restaurants are only seeing a fraction of the business they used to have, partly due to capacity limits for social distancing. The estimates are still dire as to whether some businesses can remain open after the comeback. Jordan Weissman, senior economics reporter at Slate, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Jordan.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Wanted to talk about restaurants and how they're going to be faring as states are reopening. I think all 50 states now are starting to reopen in some capacity. The restaurant scene is varying, obviously, state by state. But the restaurant industry, really one of the hardest hit industries in this whole coronavirus pandemic. There's been a lot of restaurants who have managed to stay open just doing delivery and takeout, but there's a ton of other restaurants who have closed throughout this and might never reopen. And as we're seeing some states reopening, we're getting some headlines and some good shots of people actually making it out to restaurants, but it could be a little misleading. We get a lot of real-time data from the industry, from places like OpenTable and other places that do analysis on restaurants and people eating out. And the numbers aren't all really there just yet. So Jordan, tell us a little bit about what's going on with restaurants.
You know, the first thing I want to say is, before we even get into the numbers, some people ask me, why do we care so much about restaurants specifically, right? A lot of different small businesses are hurting right now. Why is it such a big deal how the food industry is doing? And one very simple and not technical answer to that is people like to eat out. Like, restaurants are a huge part of just like the cultural fabric of cities and towns, and they're a part of what makes going out on a weekend fun. People care about these. They have a deep emotional attachment to restaurants. But also, there are economic reasons to care about this industry. It's a huge employer. There are more than 600,000 full-service restaurants in the country that have been essentially shut down in some capacity or another, partially or entirely, because of this crisis. There are millions of jobs attached to them, and the more of these businesses that go bust, that don't make it through this crisis or its immediate aftermath, the longer it's going to take for the whole economy to heal. The more small businesses that disappear and can't bring their workers back, the longer it's going to take us to kind of crawl out of this hole we've ended up in. So it's important how quickly restaurants can recover. And at the same time, you have to balance their concern for their business with public health issues, right? So what we're seeing is that, yeah, there are all these stories about how in Georgia, restaurants in some places are getting packed again, and how, you know, in Texas, you're seeing people show up at diners and stuff. But if you actually look at the numbers, they're not quite as encouraging. You mentioned OpenTable, which is actually a surprisingly useful data source right now, because they track, obviously, reservations made on their platform, but they also track walk-in diners and people who make phone reservations, because people who run restaurants use the software for a bunch of different tasks. And they'll tell you that right now, the number of diners at restaurants in places like Georgia are still down about 80%. In Florida, same thing. In Oklahoma, which is doing as well as anyone, it's closer to 60%. And you can look at other data sources, too. There's credit card activity data that suggests that 20 to 25% of restaurants are entirely closed in places like Texas and Alabama and Arizona, which there's been a lot of fanfare about how these states are reopening. Again, that's a fifth to a quarter of restaurants that are not doing any business at all, not even doing takeout. Again, there's this one company called Toast, which is essentially a point of sales software provider. You know, when you go and swipe your credit card at a restaurant, they are the ones who are recording your sale or recording what was charged on your check. According to their data, total spending year over year at the 12 early bird states, as I refer to them in my piece, are still down 44%. Again, total spending at restaurants is down 44% year over year in states that have reopened early. It's gradually recovering, but those are not the kind of numbers that are going to sustain a business. If that continues, a lot of them are not going to survive the reopening.
And a big part of that, obviously, is the social distancing measures that are put in place. You know, restaurant is not going to be able to fill to capacity anytime soon. Just looking at kind of where all the states stand right now, there's a handful of states that are letting restaurants open at 50% capacity, but the vast majority of them are either 25 or 33% capacity is what you can have in there. So a lot of times these restaurants, depending on how many covers they have throughout the night or throughout the day, they're barely meeting the expectations that they need to keep the restaurant open and to make any type of profit there. So these capacity limits are going to be hurting them for some time to come, leading it's going to be a long slow recovery for them because they're not going to be able to hit that speed very quickly.
A restaurant can handle having half to three quarters of its tables empty on a Monday night. It cannot handle it if that's every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They will not survive that way. It's that clear and simple. And so the question is, how long will these social distancing measures have to stay in place for the sake of public health? My guess is probably for a while, even in places where the number of infections is fairly low. People are nervous. They want these protections in place, and so do the local officials. And then second is, what else can they do to make money? One option that's promising is to expand the amount of outdoor seating, at least for the summer. That seems to be what I'm told has happened in South Carolina, which is probably having one of the quickest recoveries right now. Restaurants in Charleston are being given a lot of sidewalk space, and that's allowed them to start making up business a little bit quicker. But to me, it seems pretty obvious that there are going to have to be some longer term support programs from the government in order to help these businesses survive or at least tread water until things get a little bit more favorable for them.
So far, what the data is showing is that it's kind of a good news, bad news scenario. It's good news that the states are reopening their restaurants. People are getting out there, although not to the capacity that we wanted to just yet. But on the flip side, the bad news is that how long can these restaurants be sustainable that way? And in a lot of cases, it doesn't seem that they will be able to survive. So it's this tough balance that needs to happen.
I would even go a little further. I'd say part of the good news here is also that it doesn't seem like people are being too irresponsible, right? We've seen all those pictures of, and I guess, you know, videos of like crowds running back to brunch or whatever, but it doesn't seem like that's the norm. Places are not packed to capacity. Businesses and diners are gradually returning to the dinner table. And so that's not a bad thing if you're worried about public health. Just the question is, since everyone is worried about public health, nobody wants to take crazy risks. How do we make sure that these vital businesses that we all love and cherish don't just get wiped out?
Yeah, definitely a big point of concern for everyone. Jordan Weissman, senior economics writer at Slate, thank you very much for joining us.
Great.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.